for the critique review, purpose of education, no profit, no profitability, no reusing people's material for nothing except just the encouragement and positivity, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network proudly presents...
It's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
And I'm Jersey Mike, your junior nerdling. We just finished up Super Bowl. I don't even know what number we're on, but I'll tell you what, the Patriots came from a 25-point deficit in overtime, the first time either two things happened in history. So I think we are all in shock. So we are ready to be nerds and just don't even think now after that game.
Time to nerd out on some good stuff.
Good nerding out.
In this podcast, our topic is, we did the first one, Godzilla 1. Started to talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to say this now. At the end of this podcast, if you missed Godzilla 1, we're going to play Godzilla 1 right after we do this because we're doing Godzilla 2.
Godzilla 2.
But it's got a hitch in it. It's via The Simpsons.
Oh. We were just watching a few other episodes, and we just watched the one where the Shelbyville stole the lemon tree. So it's like, oh my gosh. Podcast with The Simpsons, with Squirrel Serendipity, to Godzilla. How much better does it get than this?
What I have here are some of the high points of when Godzilla makes an appearance in one form or another on The Simpsons.
That in itself is sweet.
Because Matt Groening, creator of The Simpsons, he's a big monster movies fan. He's never let that be known without it, okay?
All the time. Oh, no, because you see all the donut signs.
Oh, yeah.
During the freaky, whatever, Halloween specials, donut signs, this, you know, whatever, become like twisted in the plot. And it's like, this guy's got a pretty twisted mind.
Very twisted. And the first time Godzilla made an appearance was February 4th, 1993, on The Simpsons episode called Brothers from the Same Planet. This is where Bart is getting a big brother, and Kent Brockman is reading the news about, I'm just going to play it, okay? And all these videos that we're reviewing, we're going to upload them on the Instagram accounts.
This is even better.
This is how we share it for this week. WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast. So here's the first one from February 4th, 1993. How many years going back is that?
24 years and a couple days.
Whew.
This just in, a fist fight is in progress in downtown Springfield. Early reports indicate, and these are very preliminary, that one of the fighters is a giant lizard. Do we have a source on this? Uh-huh. A bunch of drunken frat boys. All right, I could use some names. IP freely.
Okay, that's the first time that Godzilla makes an appearance. It's just a picture and just for the news file that they put up there for Kent Brockman reading the news. But it's iconic. It was Godzilla.
I'll tell you what. The name is iconic. IP freely. He reads it out.
Yeah. So the second time, it was actually a little bit more down, a few more months from there. May 6th, 1993, in the episode called Marge in Chains, it was kind of the B story, where Springfield residents purchase what they call the juice loosener.
Oh.
From like an infomercial.
Wow.
Like what we were just talking about earlier in the other podcast. Wow. They get shipped from Japan, and with it comes the Osaka flu, hits the town.
I remember this one well.
And they show a picture of...
The dreaded Osaka flu has hit Springfield with over 300 cases now reported. Now over to Arnie Pie with Arnie in the Sky.
Okay, it's a short clip, yes, but it's enough. You see Godzilla as he is he's sick. He's got the flu. He's got the ice pack on his head, the thermometer sticking out of his mouth.
And his tongue out, like, and his eyes woozy, like you feel like, oh, I got to get up when you feel sick. Poor Godzilla.
So that's the first time. So it's just news pictures appearing in the news. I wonder if that's just their way of testing the waters to see if they have permission from Toho, the company that owns Godzilla, and the recreation of it.
And the image of it, and, you know, the voice of it, and whatever else. That's what it seems like. That's pretty Squirrel Serendipity on. The test.
That's what I'm thinking. Now, here's the thing. Godzilla is in more episodes than you even realize, okay? Because there is always a Godzilla doll on Bart's dresser, okay?
So, I thought it was a Krusty doll.
No, that's on his nightstand.
Oh, wow.
The Godzilla doll will almost always be making an appearance on his dresser. So
you have a clip so we can see this?
I think you're going to have one coming up here. Yes, sir.
Because I don't know what Bart Simpson's Godzilla doll looks like, but wow.
Well, it looks like Godzilla.
Thanks, Santos. Quarter? Well, you're just the dog that keeps on giving, aren't you? And Zebra Girl and Zillionaire. And Zoidzilla.
And will there be any more splurging today?
Oh my, yes.
Right there, you see it in the back, there's Zoidzilla.
Zoidzilla.
So that's the first time that Zoidzilla makes an appearance. April 13th, 1997. Bart gets his hands on a credit card, and he basically goes hog wild.
And he goes hog wild. The fire out of Zodzilla. You can see the comic right there, breathing fire down.
And even later on, they spoof it even further. There's in season 12, February 2001, in the episode they called Worst Episode Ever, there's a comic book that's displayed. It's Bloodzilla.
Bloodzilla. Boy, they really chopped this guy, Godzilla's name up, appearance up. You're twisted there, man.
He's everywhere, you know. I mean, that's what's needed, because it's like Matt Groening has slipped this love for Godzilla and monster movies into his creation, The Simpsons. He really got into it on May 16th, 1999, season 10, when The Simpsons go to Japan.
Oh. Okay?
It's at the very end of this episode where, well, I'm not going to say what it is, but it's where Lisa looks out the window of the plane. There's an eye looking back, and she just closes the shade and goes back to sleep. And then not only is it Godzilla, but it's also Mothra. And you'll see, let's just roll it, okay?
Roll the clip. Wow.
Amigos, estamos experimentando una ligera turbulencia provocada por Godzilla. Cuando alcancemos los 10,000 metros de altura, normalmente desaparece. Pero hasta ese momento solo tendremos que preocuparnos por Mothra. Y tenemos informes de que tiene dificultades con Gamera y Rodan en este momento. Son ustedes muy amables.
Oh, wait, that is one we've got to share.
Oh, that is like kicking the curbs. lost his chance, and Godzilla's, shit, kicking the curbs.
He's got the Godzilla warning light going on there. And by the way, that is the Japanese language version.
Now that we're on Godzilla, in Atlantic City, they had slot machines out called Slotzilla.
Really?
They really did. They had T-shirts and different stuff like this. And downtown they have the Slotzilla something. I don't know what it's like, the zip line or something. So Godzilla is really everywhere.
He's really everywhere. More than what we know. Exactly. It's like The Simpsons. It's more into the society and culture than you realize.
Really, really.
So it brings us into February 2001, the episode called New Kids on the Bleach. B-L-E-C-C-H. Bleach.
On the Bleach.
This is the episode when NSYNC
played
themselves onto it.
It's New Kids on the Block.
Same idea, but at the very end, they do an endorsement for the Navy.
Oh, it can't be the same idea because there's no Joey. Remember little Joey? Hi, Joey.
Oh, God.
You know, we've had a lot of fun tonight at the expense of the U.S. Navy.
But they're out there every day protecting us from Godzilla.
And don't forget pirates and jellyfish.
Those whack invertebrates will sting you old school.
So check out the Navy for a 2 or a 4 year hitch.
We signed JC up yesterday.
What? No!
And that's all there is.
Oh, I love that.
The U.S.
No!
Navy, even by mention, the Navy.
Oh my gosh. But I love the way they end that. Everybody's like, no!
And then, okay, so it brings us to now, March 29th, 2009, called Wedding for Disaster.
Hey, that was a 10-year jump. They didn't have Godzilla in 10
years?
Well,
remember, because he's got Godzilla is on Bart's dresser all the time.
So he's really in behind the scenes.
Much.
And there's so really Matt grueling. Yeah. And
there's 20, from what I counted, there are 27 different episodes where Godzilla makes a prominent presence, like in the first two, putting the news file.
I wonder if Godzilla ever met Mr. Burns. I'm surprised they didn't have him destroy his nuclear plant.
Well, you know, that's a connection right
that
there.
That could be some kind that of new thing. So if we see that video on, we know you're stealing our stuff.
But there's 27 instances, and we're just covering seven of them.
Wow.
That I wanted to highlight.
I love the comic book one. That is really cool.
That's good. I mean, Matt Groening gets more and more brave doing stuff of Godzilla. So this is one called Planning. He's basically, Marge is planning a wedding, a re-wedding for Reverend Lovejoy.
Oh.
And gets out of hand. So this clip speaks for itself.
Maybe you should take a break from wedding planning. I think you're becoming a bridezilla.
Bridezilla? A combination of bride and Godzilla? How could you say that? More like you're a king wrong.
Wow, Maggie sees her mom and dad through the eyes of a child.
I mean, so you see, he's pushing it more and more and more, bringing in the Godzilla factor.
30 seconds to a minute in that. That is pretty sweet. You crossed me between Godzilla and Bride, she says. Bridezilla? Wow.
So it brings us up to October, now, depending on the air date of which part of the world you're in, October 19 or 25th or the 26th, 2015, it was their annual Treehouse of Horrors.
The Treehouse of Horrors. I wonder what...
The episode within the episode is called Homerzilla.
Homerzilla. Oh, I can't wait to see this clip.
Homer is a giant Godzilla monster, and he can only be calmed down with donuts.
Oh, my God.
And so Matt Groening is basically, making a full press court on this. With this,
so he's taking his half shot with this one from the basketball line.
Yes, absolutely.
Not a full court, a half shot, and he made the basket.
So what we got here is a clip. You can guess the language, because it's kind of interesting. It's not in English, but it's what the whole episode was, this bit.
¿Asustado por el monstruo?
¿Cuál monstruo?
Oh my gosh. It's done in black and white.
Yeah.
Like you said, in a Spanish / Japanese
motif.
Motif / with German planes.
Yes.
With fire that you probably could eat from eating any kind of spicy food. And he almost fries his daughter, Lisa. Yeah. How much more sweeter does that clip get?
I mean, you could tell he just said a full court press, I'm going for it. And he did, you know?
And he hit a half court shot.
So, I mean, it's nobody's covered Godzilla on The Simpsons, and we've done it first.
We've done it 100% first.
Now, honorable mention, I didn't pull this out video clips because it's just a video game. 1992, it was a video game called Bart's Nightmare for the Sega game system. It's a two-part video. It's a game within the game. You pick the green door, and Bart becomes Bartzilla.
Wow.
Tanks and military, everything.
I'm starting to wonder if Matt Groening, how do you say his name?
It's not Groening, it's Groening.
Okay, Groening.
Groening.
Matt Groening, if he doesn't have some stock inside this Japanese company, because now you got Bartzilla, Homerzilla, Bridezilla, Lisazilla, I mean...
Bloodzilla,
Zoidzilla. Yeah, comic books, all stuff that work around merchandising. So I bet you he has some kind of connection to profit financially from Godzilla. I'm serious.
There were some, if you go online, there are some posters that they've made for like Treehouse of Horrors. But also in this video game, at the end, Bartzilla ends up fighting Homer Kong and Momthra. Instead of Mothra, but Marge becomes Momthra.
There is way, way, way too much squirrel serendipity to this shit about Matt Groening not having a piece or knowing somebody that literally gets some kind of profit from this, because just like Star Wars and Lucasfilm, there is some kind of squirrel serendipity to merchandising here.
Yeah, and that's just the seven that we gleamed across. There's 20 more that are very prominent Godzilla presence in Simpsons. But then there's also, who knows, of the what are we up to? He's season 28. Other times when you will see Godzilla in the back of Bart's room on his dresser.
Or how about when like they have one of their like carnivals or something or whatever, and they have a Godzilla doll or something we don't even probably know. There's probably some kind of subliminal message to this that I'm telling you, this guy has a piece of something to do with Godzilla. Something.
And that's it for this podcast of the Nerdlings. Anything else you want to say, Jersey Mike?
Just, I am flabbergasted on how Godzilla is so prominent in our culture that when you watch the movies growing up as a kid, and the car, and then they go into the water, I'm happy I'm a nerdling and I'm older now. Thank you very much. Good evening. The Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents for your critiquing, education, encouragement, and positivity to you to help yourself be creative.
It's time for the Nerdlings Podcast. I'm your senior nerdling, WC Chronicles.
Jersey Mike, your junior nerdling, your phone is doing something really cool.
It's charging. There we go.
Said it's 100% charged, and it's like...
Well, we can just fix that and unplug it, so...
Oh, no, it's cool, man. It's like... Yeah, it's but... psychedelic.
We already did the psychedelic one. So you change... I like the way you change the intro every time. At least you get the education, critiquing, review, and encouragement out there. Sometimes it's B-A-D-C or D-C-A-B, but you get it out.
It gets out.
So we are doing what I'm calling, there is so much on Godzilla. So much. It's as big as he is.
Yeah, it's just amazing. From back in the 40s or 30s when they actually started. Yeah. The merchandising, the movies. I mean, and it's an international thing. Not national. For just Japan and Tokyo.
It is international. Yeah. Well, so before we start, this is going to be, we're calling this Godzilla 1 because there will be a Godzilla 2, 3, and I'm going to say a 4.
Wow.
Because there's so much to talk about it. This was going to be the topic in Halloween, but it's like, you know, it's... He's too big.
Everybody's
grown up with Godzilla. So here's my first fact that I came up with, nerds. This is interesting. Once you start thinking about the math, okay? The first Godzilla movie came out 9 years after the atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine that? Just 9 years. Think about that.
Yeah, but I wonder...
Rewind your mental tape of what you've been doing for the last 9 years.
Okay. Yeah. Now, with that, the interesting part of that is, I wonder if they keyed in on any of the destruction of Tokyo, and that's what they based part of Godzilla on, because he destructs a lot of things.
I think so, because Godzilla is the metaphor for the nuclear atomic age.
Oh, wow, I never knew that.
Because he's constantly morphing and changing
because
of the radiation. So... They have just announced, okay, because they just put out Shin Godzilla, or the new Godzilla movie.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Not me either.
But here's the thing. They have made the announcement that next year it'll be the first Godzilla animated feature. This is where the Toho, the based, it's being done by Polygram Pictures, which is in cahoots with Toho. But the first time by the officials in its 62-year history.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine that?
Talking about that, did you see the moon tonight? This is the closest the moon's going to get to the Earth for 66 years. So that's a little squirrel serendipity. That's like around the same time, and it's like, wow.
It is about the same time.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. You're having a podcast about that, and the moon's like the closest it's been to the Earth, and it won't be like this to 2036.
You've done your math.
Yes.
If it's, you just put it with a dollar sign and a decimal point,
that's
don't
it.
You?
Yes, 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 yes.
So when we started talking about our discussion about
Godzilla.
Hey,
I have a question for
yes,
you.
Yes, I have an answer for
Does
your question.
Does Godzilla have a female's Godzilla?
That is funny. But that will come up in
okay,
the second
okay.
part
okay.
of our feature cool. podcast, because I asked you to put your two cents in and you said Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
So focusing on what Godzilla did with Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
So this was from September 13th, 2003. They made a Scooby-Doo Godzilla sort of thing. Okay.
Was this before Scrappy-Doo?
This was after Scrappy-Doo.
After Scrappy-Doo, wow.
Yeah. Actually, I think Scrappy-Doo is in this, because we're going to be playing a few clips.
Oh, sweet.
It's about a 25-minute cartoon feature, and I've kind of segmented it down to where we can watch it. It's where Shaggy gets transformed into a Godzilla-like monster after eating a cursed pizza.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Cursed pizza.
So, we're going to share the video. We're going to listen to the audio. You can listen, and I'll share the link where you can go watch this in its entirety, because it is a good watch. It's if you're a Scooby-Doo fan, which
you
have
to
be,
yes.
You got to watch this.
Things in this village have not changed for hundreds of years.
You cannot hold back progress, Ancient One.
Since ancient times, this village has had its own form of protection.
That's nothing but an old legend.
We shall see what is legend and what is real when your accursed factory lies in rubble around, crushed by the feet of a giant monster.
Okay, so that's the start of it, okay?
Wow.
I love that silhouette of Godzilla, okay?
Especially in the rain, it looks so, like, spooky.
Yeah, it sets it up. I mean, the Scooby Gang's not there yet, but it starts setting up the story for what will be the shenanigans that's going to take place. Because that's
Scooby-Doo
for kids. But at the same time, it's for adults, too. So let's keep it going. Let's watch the next clip here. Okay, so there's something that comes here. Do you know what Velma's last name is? It's coming up.
Okay,
I'll tell you
cool.
that. So in this episode, you get to find out Velma's last name. I'm sure hardcore nerds know all this stuff. But this is one of the little bit of the square serendipity things that we get to find out.
Yeah, if you don't watch it, now you're going to find out.
Yeah, so here it is. You're going to be hearing Velma's last name.
Here to unveil her invention, this year's unanimous age-appropriate science superstar, my very own prize pupil, Velma Dinkley.
Okay, so what?
Velma Dinkley.
And that's not going to be the only last name you find out tonight.
Daphne?
No, that'll be for after. So our next scene here, so there's a little robot dog. You got to watch the whole thing. I'm not going to ruin it for everybody, because you got to kind of go watch this.
Got to get on the link. Where do they find the link at?
WCW_comedy Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Those are our Instagram accounts. I will share the link on one of those bitty URL email address or website addresses. But here's what's funny. In the description with this, when they did it, they described Shaggy as becoming 30 feet tall. Okay? They want Shaggy thinking that he's turning into a monster. All right?
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, 30 feet tall, that's about a 4-story building. This looks more like a 6-story building. And then by the end of the cartoon, it looks like a 9-story building.
Wow.
So here we go. Here's Shaggy as he gets to be going out and turning into a monster. He even has the Godzilla tail, okay? Okay,
oh,
so
Daphne Dingleberry. Dingle Dong, whatever.
No, Velma. Velma Dingle.
Velma Dingle.
Dingle.
Wow. It just sounds like Dingleberry.
Well, think.
Whenever you're in school, everybody sounds like Dingleberry. Oh my gosh. Well, whoever wrote that name must have been really young to have that. That's pretty nerdy.
Yeah, right? I went to high school with a kid named Keith Dingman.
Oh, my God. And I know a dingy guy who lives in Kingman, Arizona.
Well, think of it now. You got a bit of barroom trivia that you know Velma's last name.
Wow.
How many people know that?
Not too many.
So in the cartoon, Shaggy falls asleep. He thinks he's cursed because he ate this cursed pizza, and he thinks he's turning into this monster.
How do you curse pizza?
How do you curse pizza? With anchovies.
Yeah, I was just going to say, or, you know, sardines. I mean, come on.
Oh, no. Jeez, the two of the worst.
Remember they used to love sardine sandwiches in their episodes and stuff? They used to love some crazy concoctions.
Sounds like something Elvis would eat.
Yes.
So anyway, now we get to the part of the clip here where Shaggy is starting to find out that he's not turning into the monster, okay?
Attack of the 30-foot Shaggy.
Professor Palfrey?
I hated to admit it, but I knew it must be the professor. The monster didn't show up until we did. He saw the conflict between the Ancient One and Onodera and used the giant monster legend to frame Shaggy. When Shaggy ate the cursed pizza, Palfrey rigged Dogbot to respond to his remote commands and get the sleeping Shaggy away from the action. So we thought he was the monster.
Okay, so... And you saw that little robot dog.
Yeah.
That's kind of the B-side story that's going on in this whole shenanigans of this thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool, though. Wow.
I don't want to ruin it, but of course...
Don't ruin it.
Shaggy is not Godzilla or Shaggyzilla.
Nope. Wow.
But there is an antagonist being the storyline. So, you want to know what happens?
Yes.
All right, so what happens is the evil doctor, it's actually a robot.
Oh, and so it's in Shaggy's image.
Yes, and that he's stuck in the head, that's where he's controlling it, and they melt the face off of Shaggyzilla with some wasabi sauce.
Oh, wasabi sauce.
Because it's hot.
So green good old wasabi.
So I think this is good because...
When was the last time you had wasabi sauce?
I actually like wasabi.
It's very hot.
Yes. I remember me and my fiance, before she passed away, we would go to a Chinese restaurant in Corvallis, and I would get the wasabis. I would just do just the lightest amount because I would love the way it would just clear your nasal passages.
Oh, wow.
Suffer for 2 minutes,
yeah.
And it was kind of fun.
Wow. Did you ever put ginger with it? Because that's a combination you're supposed to use.
I would just go for those straight wasabi sauce.
Okay, wow.
A little more powerful. But anyway, what do you think of our first cartoon?
I didn't say
the title of it. Big Appetite in Little Tokyo is what that episode is called.
I loved it.
2003.
I loved it.
So Godzilla getting involved with Scooby-Doo. Now, I found another one. From July 1988, Scooby-Doo and the Ghoul School.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This was actually a 90-minute feature
that
they made.
So it actually went into the big-time movie theater.
I don't know if it went into the big-time movie theater. It could have overseas.
Or back then days, it probably went right to CDs, or not CDs, cassettes. Video cassettes.
I'm thinking it was like a holiday thing.
Yeah. But remember that? Video cassettes? People, you know what they are?
I love video cassettes. I still have some stashed away. But what's
Tom Hanks loved them in the movie Castaway because he could use
them. There we go, yeah. But here's what's neat is in that 2003 one that's not Casey Kasem doing the voice of Shaggy, but in the 1988 one here that we have, it is Casey Kasem doing Shaggy.
America's Top 40, True Shaggy.
So here we are. We're just going to start it. Godzilla really doesn't make an appearance in this, okay? But I wanted to nerd out on this stuff that talks about Shaggy because it's a dance school where Scooby and Shaggy are going because they're the dance teachers.
Oh,
they got hired. So let's just start rolling the clip here, okay?
Wow.
Riding? Yes, riding! Riding? Like, don't you mean lightning, Scoop? Riding?
first thing you notice, we're rolling the opening credits here of this of the cartoon. What do you notice different about Shaggy?
He looks a little bit, his face looks a little bit less round and more oval.
How about his shirt?
Oh, okay, yeah. Not green, it's pink.
You say it's pink, I say it's red. No, that's, you're right, it's pink. It's red behind the background. Cool. I gotta get a new business.
Yeah, I'm just like, wow.
So Shaggy's got a different shirt on, he's upgraded a little bit.
What, not while I'm driving, Scoot?
Okay, so now coming up, you're gonna hear Shaggy's last name.
Oh, cool.
Okay, here we go.
Matches can get a little feisty around strangers, but once he gets to know you, he's fine.
Glad to know you, Matches. I'm Scrappy, too. I guess you've already met my Uncle Scooby.
Hello?
Then you must be Shaggy Rogers. I'm Miss Grimwood, the headmistress of this finishing school.
I'm like pleased to meet you, ma'am.
Okay, so Shaggy's last name is Rogers.
Wow.
Didn't know that, did
you? No, but I'll tell you what, they're moonwalking and to see their creature. Oh my gosh, students, well, that's going to be pretty cool, man.
Well, this is where the Godzilla comes in because they teach these four characters how to dance and all this other stuff in the storyline, and there's new pupils coming in. So this is the lineup of the new pupils.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go.
Shaggy and my Uncle Scoob are always in a chunky groove.
Like great party, Miss G.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope the new arrivals think so too.
Huh? Like new arrivals?
Over there. Meet your new students and their parents.
New students? Like me to...
There it is, right there.
Godzilla's daughter.
And there's Godzilla standing behind his her daughter. You see the toes there?
Yes. Wow.
Because at the beginning, you were talking about a female Godzilla. Okay? One would think Godzilla being kind of reptilian, it lays eggs.
Yes.
Which it did and does in some of the episodes later on in the 70s.
Where do they lay the eggs, on land or underwater?
I think land. I think that's a little research I'd have to do.
Yeah, because, you know, when you see him in the older movies, he walks in the water.
Yeah.
He goes underneath the water.
Goes under the water, yeah. like an amphibian.
Yeah.
But this is the only time a female Godzilla has ever been referenced.
Wow.
Is in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
That's amazing.
And you only see it for these few seconds.
Wow.
So
that is amazing how you dug that up. Wow.
You can find it, but it's enough to share and nerd out on.
You have to nerd out on that.
So
wow.
There's some trivia. You got Velma Dinkle, Shaggy Rogers, and where is the only place that you're going to find a female Godzilla? In Scooby-Doo, the Ghoul School.
Wow, that's pretty cool. The Ghoul School, Scooby-Doo.
So what I got here next, I came across a page that's got a few campy jokes, I'm going to call it, as there are into kids telling them, okay?
Oh,
so,
cool.
Some Godzilla jokes. If you can see the page there, it's Scooby and Shaggy. These are kids' jokes, okay? Why is Godzilla so good at sneaking up on people?
Why?
Because he's a reptile. What did Godzilla say when he saw a rush hour train full of passengers? Choo-choo! What is the best way to speak to Godzilla?
Ooh?
Long distance. Why did Godzilla eat the furniture in the hotel room?
I don't know.
He had a sweet tooth.
Oh, gosh.
Two more, okay. Did you hear that Godzilla got sick and threw up?
No.
Yeah, it's all over town. And finally, what do you call Godzilla in a phone booth?
Destroyed?
Stuck. I know those are kind of like five-year-old jokes, but I had to throw them in there because they kind of wrap it up a little bit.
That is pretty cool.
And the fact that they came up on a Scooby-Doo Shaggy
webpage. Yeah, that
webpage.
Is pretty squirrel nerdy serendipity.
It was appropriate. So, this is going to wrap it up. There is... Do you remember the Godzilla cartoon from 1978, ran to 1980?
Yeah, but it wasn't he a green monster then, I think?
Yeah, and it had that really obnoxious... It was also geared for kids, but it had baby Godzilla, Godzooks.
Yeah,
so we get to get touched in... We got to touch on that next time on Godzilla 2. Have you ever heard of Godzilla versus Bambi?
No.
Oh, there's another one we got to get into. No, but
that sounds like a porn, though.
It's not. So those will be coming up. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to wait till you get back, and then we will present Godzilla 2.
Awesome.
Whoever my co-host is going to be in the next podcast or whatever the topic's going to be, I don't know. That's the mystery.
The mystery, mystery guest.
Mystery guest, something.
Mystery topic, mystery stew, box. Just back to enjoy your mind. Just relax and enjoy the podcast.
So we're going to share those links. You can go watch those because they're not on YouTube. They're kind of hidden in the internet. I know where they are. And watch them because you can get that election stuff out of your head.
Out of your head.